This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Steven, you there? Steven?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. All right. We got you. Hopefully we got you. How are you holding up?
Ask me in about 15 minutes, maybe.
So this is about you and Josie. So what's been going on, man?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm thinking maybe I don't communicate very well. I don't, and this whole thing is probably on me. But then, hey, I don't know. Maybe she lost her phone or something. Because all I do know is that things were going really, really great, you know, until about a week, maybe a week and a half ago. And now she just. She's gone. She's not talking to me at all.
All right. Well, was there a fight or like an awkward encounter or something, or did she just straight up pull a Houdini?
We didn't have a fight. I mean, it was more like, I don't even know how to describe it. We've gotten pretty used to talking on the phone, you know, like after work, she's got this ridiculous commute that it sucks. So she's stuck in the car for a long time. And usually the conversations are really great. You know, they're funny, they're interesting. And it gave me a lot of time to learn a lot about her, you know, in a pretty short amount of time. But then the last time that we talked, I swear every question I was just getting these, like, you know, short 1-2 word answers. Yeah, no, maybe. So I asked her if she was feeling okay, and she said she was. And I figured maybe she had a bad day. She wasn't ready to talk or anything. I just sort of let it go at the moment. But I mean, that was the last time we talked.
All right. Yeah. It's not really much of anything. I don't know what to classify that as.
I mean, she's clearly mad at me for something or what, I don't know, you know, but I wasn't trying to play 20 questions or something to try to figure out. It sucks because, man, talking to her, I mean, it's become a pretty big part of my life.
Had it? Like, how long had you two been a thing?
About a month, I guess, a little over a month, maybe. But I mean, in that time, you know, we got really close. Like I said, we'd talk after work or FaceTime or whatever, you know, and we were texting back and forth like all day. I mean, maybe it's a mark against me, but I'm not the most like socially outgoing person. I mean, I only moved down here like the beginning of the year, so I got a few friends and all, but I also have a lot of free time.
Okay, you know? Gotcha. And you'd say most of that you were spending like on her in some
with form. Her, yes.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I thought things were going super well, but now I'm here. I guess I, you know, could have sent flowers or chocolates or just held out hope that she'd come around, but I don't know. I'm not that kind
you know, of thing, you know. Well, you still could be. It's really not too late to just go with the flowers.
Yeah, man.
Just want to throw that out there before we move any further here.
Yeah, but help me out. What do I put on the card? I don't know. It just seems like kind of an unnecessary way to solve problems. I don't know. I just don't want to cause any more problems. I want to fix
it. I got
this. This is always a safe bet. Don't worry about it. Like, let's just call Josie, and then we'll see what we can do. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Steven and Josie had a nice thing going for about a month.
Yes.
They talked a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really even get into the dates, but I'm guessing when he said he spent a lot of time with her, he meant like in person. And then when they couldn't be together,
it's on phone.
That's when they were on the phone or FaceTime or whatever.
Sounds cool.
And they talked for long stretches. Like she's got a long commute. Conversations were always great until all of a sudden they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was getting these one-word answers, and he didn't want to keep pestering her, so he just didn't really overthink it. And now he's not heard anything else. That was their last conversation.
Yeah.
So we don't even really have any theories. I mean, there's nothing. But
he seems like a tense guy.
He's obviously very worked up about this. So let's get her on the phone and figure out what's going on. Hey, is this Josie?
Hey, this is Josie.
Hi, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going?
Fine. What is this exactly? What's happening? I mean, I have like 20 missed calls from this number.
That's weird. But we're calling you because someone entered you to win a free date night that we give away on our show. So if you accept it, you get to pick like whatever you do and go and all of that. And we'll cover the entire thing. Okay. Go nuts.
Wait, really?
Really?
I mean, I never win anything, so that's pretty cool.
No?
Thanks.
Yeah. Hang on. So we do have, like, one condition, and that's to get the date. You have to use it with a person of our choosing. You do know him, so don't panic, and he's actually the reason you were entered for this to begin with. You know Steven, right?
Come again? Sorry?
Steven.
Yes.
Do you know Steven? Just want to be clear about that.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, no, I know him, but like,
it's the same Steven that you've been talking to for a while. Yes.
Multiples.
This is kind of weird. I mean, I guess I'm really not sure what to do with all that right now, to be honest with you.
All what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd really like to know what's going on too.
Wait, is that him?
What changed?
Oh my God.
Hey, Josie.
Is this really one of those? Am I on the radio right now? Is this a radio show?
I did think that was established a while back.
It is.
But yes. And we're the radio show trying to get y'all together here. So let's keep that in mind. And you heard Steven. He's got no idea what's happening. So can you enlighten us all?
Please.
okay, whatever. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was. Well, like, I mean, I think he was watching me sleep one night.
What?
Okay. Can you explain? Like, do you mean you woke up and he was just like staring at you? Like, what are we?
No. We weren't together. I think that would have made this better, actually. Or maybe like more normal at least, but
what?
No, we've been like FaceTime watching the show together, on Netflix. Baby Reindeer. Have you heard of it?
Baby Reindeer. How did you fall asleep during? You know what? It doesn't matter. That show sucks. Dump him. Let's move on.
Wait a minute. What the hell? I thought you were on my side.
Not anymore, man. Not now. That was your go-to?
He's kidding.
I am?
Okay, well, anyways, like I was saying, we were watching Baby Reindeer together, and at some point, I dozed off with my laptop open, and when I woke up, the thing was, like, still going. It had been close to 6 hours. The screen was completely black. I couldn't even see what was going on. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that he left the thing running all night. You know what I mean?
Well, isn't it possible that, I don't know, he fell asleep too? So maybe like the same thing happened?
Yeah.
Right, Steven? Right? Right, Steven?
Well, I don't want to lie.
Steven.
Oh, Steven. My God.
God helps Steven. Those who help themselves, my man.
I knew it. See? What a creep.
Hold on. Hang on. Just listen, okay? This happens with her a lot, okay? We'll be talking and watching TV or you know, whatever, and then she'll just doze off. You know? I don't know.
Okay.
It's comforting in a way. Maybe it's weird, but it's comforting. I keep it on. Okay, yeah, I watch, but like as I'm listening, you know, I'm watching an episode or whatever, getting ready for bed. I'm just not glued to the screen watching you drool or anything. Okay, I mean, calm down. I'll hang up before I lie down usually, but I guess I just forgot. I mean, it's really not that
stop.
Weird.
It is funny because didn't not Mark Wahlberg admit to doing this with Jenny McCarthy.
What,
Donnie Wahlberg.
The brother.
Right? Didn't he say that they do this?
Oh, yeah. That makes it so much better. Oh, yeah. It's definitely done.
Totally normal couple.
Right.
What? But what? I mean, she's asleep. What does she care?
Well,
she cares a whole lot. Right? Are you serious? And it was bad enough thinking this was like a one-time thing, but you're saying every time I fall asleep, you just watch, you just observe me.
You were so peaceful.
Oh,
it's like a white noise machine. You know, in a way,
Machine implies sound, sir.
Well, she snores from time to time. Okay, right. it's honestly kind of adorable.
Okay, as strange as this may seem, Josie, I mean, maybe in some universe it's a compliment. I'm just, not everyone is an attractive sleeper, okay? Talking from experience.
She could pay
someone to watch me sleep.
Well, look, who knows? Maybe other people will cop to this too.
Wait, what do you mean other people? What part of this do they think they do?
Hang on for a minute. I'm guessing this is a no, but maybe someone out there can change your mind. Just give us a
come
few.
On. You look like an angel when you sleep. It's just right. So beautiful.
Okay, guys, hang on.
Say less. Say less, Stephen.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.